because you are not defined by your debt. You are not bound by your bank balance, and you are worthy of peace, provision, and purpose. And no matter what, you are an overcomer. Hey family, welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm your host, Katie Lee, and I'm so thankful you're here. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. You found a safe, honest, and faith-filled space for healing. This podcast isn't just for people recovering from trauma. It's for anyone who has ever been through hard seasons. Whether life hit you unexpectedly, your dreams got delayed, or you have ever felt like you had to rebuild from the ground up, you belong here. Over the past few episodes, we've been walking through what it looks like to rise up after life knocks you down. We talked about living boldly and fearlessly in episode 19, and about trusting God's timing in episode 20. And today, we're diving into a topic that touches so many of us, often silently and with shame. This is episode 21, Overcoming Financial Trauma. Because money wounds are real, and healing financially is just as spiritual and emotional as any other kind of recovery. So what is financial trauma? Financial trauma can stem from a sudden job loss, mounting debt, or a business failure. But it's not just about numbers. It's about what those losses do to your heart, your confidence, and your sense of stability. You may have experienced sleepless nights, anxiety when checking your bank account, or even a deep fear that you'll never catch up. That's not just stress, it's trauma, and it deserves healing. So what is the emotional and mental impact of financial trauma? It can cause shame that keep you silent, fear that paralyzes progress, self-doubt that whispers you'll never recover. The stress of financial loss can affect your relationships, mental health, and overall well-being. You see, money wounds can lead to us feeling unworthy, not just of wealth, but of peace, joy, and even God's blessings. But here's the truth. Your worth is not tied to your wallet, and your past losses, they don't disqualify you from God's provision. So let's take a look at two biblical truths on what God says about provision. Philippians 4:19, and my God would meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 3:9-10, honor the Lord with your wealth, then your barns will be filled to overflowing. God is not limited by your past. He is a provider, and he's not done writing your story, even your financial one. So let's take a look at five practical steps to rebuilding financial confidence. 1. Acknowledge and process your emotions. You're allowed to grieve financial loss. Journal about it. Talk to someone you trust, because ignoring the pain only buries it deeper. Consider speaking with a trusted friend, a mentor, or a financial counselor who understand both the practical and emotional aspects. 2. Create a realistic recovery plan. Even small steps matter. Build a basic budget. Track your spending. Set one tiny financial goal this week. Progress is healing. Seek professional advice if needed. A financial planner or counselor can help you rebuild step by step. 3. Shift the narrative. Replace the shame-filled script with truth-filled affirmations. I am capable of rebuilding. This setback is not the end. God is restoring what I thought was lost. Celebrate small financial victories. Each step forward is a win. 4. Trust in God's provision. The same God who opened doors in your past can open new ones in your present. Pray over your finances. Invite God into every decision, not just the spiritual ones. Remember that financial setbacks don't define you. They're just one chapter in your story. 5. Invest in yourself, your growth, your future. Your healing also includes preparation. Learn new skills, seek wisdom, be open to opportunities that stretch you towards greater stability. God doesn't just want to meet your needs. He wants to grow your capacity, but he often starts with little things, your stewardship, your mindset, your willingness to believe again. Remember that rebuilding takes time. Patience and perseverance are the key. Well, overcomers, I know that financial trauma hits hard, but please hear me. You are not a failure. You are not forgotten, and you are not alone. You are an overcomer, even in this. This week, I encourage you to take one small step. Maybe it's writing down every debt you're ready to face. Maybe it's finally asking for help. Or maybe it's just praying and asking God to give you the courage to try again. Every step forward matters. Every little decision to begin again, to budget again, to trust again, it all counts. Now, if this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it with a friend who might be struggling in silence. Financial trauma can be isolating, but it does not have to be. And don't forget to follow the podcast, leave a review, tag me at If Only One Overcomes on Instagram. I would love to hear your stories and walk with you on this journey. Next week, we're slowing down and taking a moment to celebrate the wins, big or small. It's easy to focus on what still needs healing or what hasn't happened yet. But in episode 22, we're acknowledging how far you've come, because growth deserves to be honored. And healing isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving in the journey, because you are not defined by your debt. You are not bound by your bank balance, and you are worthy of peace, provision, and purpose. And no matter what, you are an overcomer. And as always, remember, your life is too important, because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.